Once again on this beautiful spring morning, it is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallihan. Willie operates the site sportingacause.com, where you find a whole bunch of events that are all fundraising events and somehow, some way tied to athletic events. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Yeah, it is another beautiful day. And like the spring flowers, a lot of especially golf events are springing up this time of year. I have several of those to report on. Along with a couple other things. Starting this Friday, and we have something going on almost every day starting the end of this coming week. On Friday, the 21st, the Litchfield Morris Rotary and Litchfield Lions Club 19th Annual Golf Tournament will be held over at the Fairview Farms Golf Course in Harlington. It's a beautiful facility. And they'll be raising money for scholarships for Wamogo and high school Litchfield High School students. Along with some other local causes. The following day, Saturday the 22nd, the Berkshire South Regional Community Center will host its annual 5K run walk, but it's going to be virtual again this year. I think, Marshall, if people are wondering why some of these events are still being conducted virtually when the whole pandemic situation seems to be improving so quickly, these events are all organized months in advance, and they just can't know, two or three months back what the situation is going to be. So, they've got the health of many people in their hands, so they're erring to the side of safety, and that's certainly okay. Anyway, the community center is raising money for their youth health programs. The day after that, Sunday the 23rd, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club hosts their centerfire pistol competition, and that's going to be over at their North Canaan facilities. On the same day, next Sunday, the Healthy for Life 5K Fun Run Walk will take place. It kicks off at 10:30. This is going to be an in-person race, and that's nice to see those starting to come back. It's held behind the Litchfield Hills Fitness, and the proceeds will benefit the Litchfield Montessori School. The day after that, Monday the 24th, the Northwest Connecticut United Way and Charlie Ormsby Memorial Golf Tournament will be held at the Torrington Country Club. The tournament has such a long name because it used to be two tournaments, and several years ago, because of declining attendance, they decided to merge to bolster their attendance for one tournament, and they split the proceeds for their particular causes. United Way has a whole host of charities that they support, and the Charlie Ormsby tournament funds a youth golf tournament. I spoke years ago, and maybe more than once, Marshall, about the plight of golf tournaments in the area. They became so popular that, quite frankly, there became a glut of tournaments. And because of that, with a pretty much finite pool of golfers, attendance started to decline. So some have fallen by the wayside. One victim, I think, if this is the third year that it hasn't been held, I think it might go away as a Knights of Columbus tournament in Litchfield and others, too. It's tough to see, but it's just a reorganizing of the system, and the tournaments that are still going on are very popular, and it's good to see that. The day after that, Tuesday the 25th, that's when tickets go on sale for the Travelers Championship. They go on sale online at 10 a.m. That's the only way you can buy them this year. The tickets are going to range in price from $50 to $70 for a general admission ticket. They start at $50 for Wednesday and go up to $70 for the Sunday, the final day. And at the moment, there is a 10,000-person limit per day. And I know that sounds like a lot of people, but these tournaments draw a lot of people. They get the biggest names in golf. I mean, it's heartening to see how it's grown over the years for what's called a local professional golf tournament. And it sounds like a lot of people, but I'll bet the average attendance is way above 10,000. So I guess my point here is that if you want to go on any particular day, you might want to call early and to make sure you've reserved your space, so to speak. I've got to call in to the organizers to see if that figure may change in light of what's happened this week with the upcoming change in the protocols, wearing masks and distancing and so forth. But I haven't heard back from them. But I'll certainly have an answer for that by next Sunday when I come back. On Thursday, the 27th, the Maple Brook School 75th Anniversary Golf Tournament will be held at Red Hook Golf Course. That's the 75th anniversary of the school, not the tournament. And the proceeds will provide scholarships for its students and help with other school projects. And finally, Marshall, I wanted to make note that the Hoosie golf team is now 10-1 in Berkshire League play, and that's after the team captain, Zim McAuliffe, shot a 4-under par 31. And I think this is worthy of note because, you know, Marshall, sports fans like us, you're more of a fan than I am, but, you know, we follow our heroes, our sports teams, and individual athletes. And I think it's easy to become numbed by some of the incredible feats that they perform. You know, records are broken and distances and times and scores and so forth. And I think sometimes we just need some perspective. And for a high school kid to shoot a 4-under par for 9 holes is just a remarkable feat and should be viewed as such.
Yeah, and let me put it this way. Looking at their record, how consistent they play, and because it's such an odd time with the pandemic and everything like that, I actually think it helps in the back-to-school aspect because, once again, you've got the camaraderie of your team, and then people, your friends, contact. It's that's what sports does. It brings students that are excellent students, students that are not so excellent students, students that are brilliant, students that are normal. Sports brings them all together for a common cause.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's always caused me anguish. I mean, I've never been a great athlete, but I played sports in high school, and it was important to me for all kinds of reasons. but it always saddens me when there are budgetary issues that come up for the school budget, and of course there always are, and athletics are oftentimes one of the first things to get the axe and in favor of classroom, and I think people need to realize that everything weighs equally in our education. You know, it's not just math and English and social studies; it's music and athletics. They all weigh equally in the development of our children, and they're important as long as people realize that.
Absolutely. All right, so that's about it for today.
That's about it for today. Yeah, next week we'll be talking about Memorial Day weekend events, and there are quite a few of them.
And I guess right now we'll also get the golfing report from you from next week as well.
Yes, absolutely. My personal one and the traveler's one.
All right. Willie, have a great week, and we'll speak to you next weekend.
Okay, Marshall, you do the same.
Thanks. Take care. Bye. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.